as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Shan Sheridan. Hey, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing all right. It's a Monday. We're starting a new work week. We're looking to open a little more each day and get a little more back to normalcy each and every day, we're hoping.
Well, that's the plan. I hope that others, appreciate that. I think there's a lot of folks that are working diligently to make that happen. Our health department, our leadership, local leadership, both city, county, working in conjunction with the state. I think we understand that we can't, really endure another shutdown. Everybody, I think, is trying to do what they can to make sure that they can keep things open and keep things moving forward.
I think the one thing that everybody's talking about this week is fall break, and people like to go on vacations during that time. And I know some people still go to Florida and are still going to Florida, or maybe driving around, maybe not flying this time. It's important to keep in mind, isn't it, Shan, using common sense when you're out and about, and then coming back to Frankfort so you're safe and we can get a good start back on school year next week.
Yeah, I think common sense is the killer to anything. I mean, I think that, and you'd be surprised how many people just don't have it. But it's if you understand, do what your mom and your grandma taught you to do many years ago, and keep up with that. I think that would be fine. But so many people don't necessarily use common sense, and that's not just with this coronavirus. That's with anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Let's just look at drinking in moderation. Let's look at drinking while driving. Let's look at using tobacco or other substances that is going to take you down a wrong road. I mean, it's choices. It's all about choices. Life is about choices. And if you make poor choices, you're going to end up with more than likely bad outcomes. If you do better choices, then more than likely you're going to have good outcomes. But that doesn't always work, because life's not fair. Sometimes even good choices end up in a bad situation, and you have to deal with that. But those are the times that I think resiliency comes to play, and you recognize, okay, here's another opportunity to overcome this obstacle. And I think that is definitely key. We had Fred Jones at our church a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's the CEO of Wesley Manor. And Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
I keep saying Fred Jones because Fred Jones was my best friend in elementary school, and I don't know why I keep saying I think of Fred Jones, but it's Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor, the CEO at Wesley Manor, and former Vietnam, he was a Vietnam War vet, Purple Heart recipient, and highly recommend to get him on sometime. Great, great story. But he shares some of this kind of he shares his life and shares how things, choices that were made, and where he ended up, and just a great story. But about resiliency and being making good out of bad, and taking the lemons and making it lemonade. So it's all about choices, man. It really is.
Shan, what's the business landscape in Frankfort? Everybody who wants to be open, are they open for getting back to some normal times and stuff?
Yeah, unfortunately, though, we've had people had to close, and and they're not opening back. I mean, when you've got Family Video and some of those businesses, of course, that's not just coronavirus-oriented. That's, sometimes the nature of the business. I mean, the world is changing. Technology is changing. But, we lost a couple of three good businesses, and the Keiko Company, we're excited to say that building has been purchased. There is going to be a new business that's going to go in there. We're excited about that. More information coming as soon as they want to do a ribbon cutting and get that information out there. We'll have more details. But I think we're very close with Wabash National Building, and we have someone looking at the Vicks Metal Building. So I think those are positives. Unfortunately, we did have some victims in this whole thing of closing. But to answer your original question, yeah, I believe that everybody that wants to be open can be open and are open. They're just being, cautious in how they continue to proceed in their business.
Shan, how do you proceed when you're talking to these businesses coming into Frankfort, or you're trying to woo them to come into Frankfort? Are you able to get business done now as we look forward and look ahead? Because we don't want to just sit back and, you know, wait till this thing's over and just sit in our offices scared. You're out there talking to people right now, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. We have never stopped. I mean, our office has never closed. We didn't close one day. We didn't close a half a day. Our office has stayed open the entire time. We came into our offices. We didn't shut the office. Now, we shut it down to the co-working space to the public, but we kept our business, our office open. So our phones continued to ring. Emails continued to come in. And we like I said, many businesses had to push pause because of the coronavirus. But just because of the situations that were going on, but many were also taking advantage of the opportunity and saying, hey, although we're in pause mode, doesn't mean that we're in stop mode. So we're going to continue to discuss projects. And that's what we've been able to do. I think we're going to see some things happening over the next months. Like I said, there would be some great things, I think, that would have happened if not COVID had taken place. I think those things are still going to happen. They're just going to be down the road because COVID did take such a toll on so many of these businesses when it comes to retail especially.
Shan, is there anything else we need to know before we let you go this morning?
Well, I'm getting ready to go officiate a funeral of a great man, Don Gilmore. Don was on the plan Frankfort City Plan Commission. He was also on the Board of Zoning Appeals. He's going to be sorely missed. Don, one of the good guys. He's a white hatter. He's the guy that, tough exterior, served in our armed forces, a great, a patriot, and, certainly a wonderful citizen in our community, and, sorely missed. And so our hearts and prayers go out to the Gilmore family today. And all those that are associated with Don, and we appreciate his loyalty and his kindness over the years, and those are the kind of guys we hate to lose. But I just wanted to share that because we don't often celebrate those folks that we're going to be missing greatly, and we will miss Don Gilmore.
Thank you very much, Shan. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Kevin. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you election night. I think Todd, Shan, and I usually do election coverage.
So we'll be contemporary contributing then.
Yes. That is the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts tomorrow morning. Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street. Kelly Braverman with IU Health on Thursday. And Daryl Sanders wrapping up the week.